Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hour number two of the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. We're glad you're here. Udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, your email address, radiomd.com. If you miss a segment, you can listen to it back. Want to hear it again and again and again and again, you can do that too. We stream at radiomd.com too. In this hour, no Dr. Gary Ginsberg. He's away for a bit. He'll be back soon. Dr. Deb Lonser will be back soon. But Dr. Arthur Perry will be here at 34 past the hour. Straight talk from the docs. How about it? What's going on?
Well, we're going to talk about the new breast implant that Allergan has. If you will, Arthur calls it a gummy bear implant. So we'll find out what he means by that. We'll also talk about a number of plastic surgeons and dermatologists and some regular old internists are getting sued by their patients for laser treatments that their staff did. And we're going to tell you how you can protect yourself from this problem, if you will, so you don't have to sue anyone, so that you just protect yourself from the problem. And the third thing is, what's Oscar got to do with the skin? And Arthur has a very interesting take on what Oscar has to do with the skin.
All right, straight talk from the docs, 34 past the hour. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip before the end of the hour. Udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Girl Scout cookie season goes through March 10th. So is the new Girl Scout cookie really good for you? The Girl Scouts have gotten together with a company that makes a product that grinds freeze-dried fruits and vegetables into a powder and adds it to various foods. They supercharge the nutritional value of food. And now certain Girl Scout cookies, they say, well, they did say, has all the nutrient benefits of eating cranberries, pomegranates, oranges, grapes, and strawberries. But guess what? The Center for Science and the Public Interest said, you can't say that. So they backed off on the Girl Scout cookie. So they sent a letter to the Girl Scouts telling them to stop promoting the cookie as a healthy product. I mean, it's not really, is it?
Oh, it's a very unhealthy product.
It's so unhealthy. It's so obnoxious. I hate more than anything when companies do this.
And you know, we tolerate the Girl Scouts because they're there for a very good function. They're there for a reasonable reason. But now if they started really making Girl Scout, if you will, rather than cookies, you could get whole grain cookies. You could get with fruit in them, without sugar. They taste great. You can get them so they stay longer. You could get them to sell dark chocolate. You could get them to do a bunch of things. You know, instead of the mints, you'd sell a dark chocolate that's a 72% would taste great. You could do things, if you will, healthy. And it's a shame that they haven't. And they even have, unfortunately, got the Girl Scouts thinking that these will be healthy. So they're misguiding their own scouts. The Boy Scouts, by the way, have revised their cooking manual to include a healthy way of cooking and healthy menu items. And I will say that Jim Perko of our own Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic was instrumental in helping them do that.
I can't imagine the Girl Scouts could have gotten away with that for very long, you know, promoting the cookie as being healthy. But the cookie does have 4 grams of saturated fat and 11 grams of sugar per 3 cookie serving. The coconut-flavored mango cream has enriched flour, dextrose, a form of sugar, right? Dextrose?
Yep.
Yes.
And palm oil. Also some soy lecithin, citric acid, malic acid, and a natural dye that comes from a tree in Latin and South America. So are the cookies horrible for you? Well, you know, they're saying all Girl Scout cookies should be considered an occasional treat and eaten in moderation.
But they aren't. I feel like it's rare for people to have self-control when it comes to Girl Scout cookies.
Well, let me ask you this then, because according to the label, each three-cookie serving, which is 36 grams, this is what they're saying, has 15% of the daily recommended intake of vitamin B and 6% of A, C, D, E, and B6. A serving also has 180 calories and 8 grams of fat. By comparison, a two-cookie serving of the Caramel Delights have 130 calories, 6 grams of fat, 5 grams saturated, and 12 grams of sugar. Nothing in there that is of any benefit?
Well, it's not that there's nothing in there that's any benefit, but if you kill the person, it doesn't matter what the benefit is after they're dead, right? And that's essentially, you know, when you have that much saturated fat and that much sugar, it's not, you can't even do moderation on that and it be healthy. So there should be, you know, so is it good to buy these? Should you support the Girl Scouts? I think you should just give money to the Girl Scouts and don't buy the cookies, because there's no reason for you to have them. Taunt yourself and corrupt yourself with them.
I mean, it's really the same type of concept as cereal companies that fortify their cereals, and they swap all these claims on the front of the package that say, yeah, loaded with these vitamins, blah, 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 and it makes it seem like they're so healthy. But then when you turn around the box and there's like 10 grams of added sugar in it, those 10 grams of added sugar are never going to outweigh, or those vitamins are never going to outweigh all of that sugar.
Mm.
So it's misleading, in my opinion, because people honestly believe that they're healthy because they say that they're healthy. And so, and then they end up eating more. It's the health halo effect. It's when you think that it's more healthy, so you justify eating more of maybe what you would have eaten less of if it was.
Well, that's just crazy. If you eat cookies and think any of it's healthy, you're right about that. They really aren't. Kellogg and General Mills are ready to roll out breakfast drinks. Kellogg's introducing Breakfast to Go, a milk-based drink, which will be rolling out. General Mills testing a dairy-based breakfast shake called Beef Fast that is whole grains. And they say the nutrition of a bowl of cereal and milk, including fiber, protein, vitamins, and whole grains. The broader idea of turning meals into drinks is getting more popular as people look for convenient ways to eat on the go. So breakfast drinks are seeming to be something they're going to be, you know, pushing as well. What do you think?
I think that they're also pushing it more because of all of the schools and it being an issue with schools offering breakfast in the morning. Because if you have a certain percentage of free or reduced students in every public school, you have to offer breakfast. And because there's oftentimes so little time between the kids getting off the bus and having to start first period, they're trying to make breakfast options as fast as possible. And so I think that maybe that is part of the theory behind it.
All right, before the break, Dr. Mike, here's the headline I messed up before the break at the top of the hour. The headline is smoking's gender gap is closing. I thought it was a good thing, but it's not a good thing. What are the details on that story?
No, the problem with this is that, if you will, that smoking is a bad thing and increases cancer rates. And it used to be that men would have 25 times the chance of getting cancer of the lung and about 15 times of getting any cancer if they smoked compared to men who didn't smoke, whereas women didn't have that. And it obviously was women didn't smoke for as long. Now that women have smoked for as long as men, they both have about a 15 times increase in the risk of all cancers, and especially lung cancer. But even breast cancer and bladder cancer in women, and obviously bladder cancer in men.
All right, more of the top medical stories of the week coming up. Dr. Gary Ginsberg is not with us this week, but enough information here before we get to Dr. Arthur Perry's segment of 34 past the hour to keep you interested and informed. Chronic acid reflux, there could be some ease on that, maybe some help for you on that. Breathing is going to be made easier with some three easy steps. And some of the long-term medical savings from bariatric surgery may not be there. Of course, then again, they may. So more of those covered coming up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royce.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, insures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.